USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks at the White House this Tuesday afternoon. The president talking about what he's doing to help lower the cost of insulin for seniors.
My administration acted decisively. We slashed Obamacare's crippling requirements and opened up competition like they've never seen before. They've never seen competition like this. Between transparency and all of the other things we're doing, nobody's ever had a competitive situation created like we've done it, and the prices you will see very soon, they're going to come tumbling down.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is predicting the end of a coronavirus-related unemployment insurance program.
I frankly do not believe the $600 plus up will survive the next round of talks, but I think we'll have substitutes to deal with that issue.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Things have settled down in the Windy City after a surge in violence over the holiday weekend. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chicago's police superintendent David Brown says 49 people were shot and at least 10 people were killed.
The violence throughout the city on Memorial Day weekend was nothing short of alarming.
Brown adding that there were more than 200 guns recovered over the three-day weekend as well. Chief of Operations Fred Waller also addressed large gatherings that he said took place despite the stay-at-home order being in place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Things are continuing to heat up across the Southwest this week, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento all the way to Phoenix. Heat advisories are in effect as the above-average temperatures creep above 110 degrees in some areas. That heat is expected to move east towards the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The New York Stock Exchange is open for business after being closed since March 23rd. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo rang the opening bell on Tuesday morning to commence trading. Now, as far as other businesses reopening, Shinka Mikowitz is part of a group called Reopen New York, and she tells Fox News,
"We can't wait one minute longer. I live just in my own community. I know about two close friends of mine who just shut their businesses down for good. These are people that have worked hard their whole lives to build their businesses, and now their businesses are crumbling and at a point where there's no turning back. Every single one of us knows someone that's hurting, and we're all connected. And if the small businesses of America suffer, we all suffer."
Across the nation, average gasoline prices are up 8 cents a gallon as demand continues to rebound as Americans return to the road. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is up 21 cents over the last month.
Average gas prices across the country continue to increase, with the national average posting a nearly 8 cent jump in the last week. $2.96 per gallon. That's 88 cents higher than a year ago, but also up 21 cents a gallon in the last month. A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up about 2.5% to $34 a barrel, its highest level in nearly 9 weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.